Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Glenn Lundy. Glenn is a towering figure in the realm of motivation and leadership. He journeyed from the depths of homelessness to the pinnacle of success. It's a very powerful reminder that one's past does not dictate the future. He has a career spanning over 26 years in the automotive industry. Glenn's leadership led to a record-breaking 800% growth at a dealership he worked at, culminating in an unprecedented 1,043 cars sold in a single month. His dynamic approach and engaging storytelling resonates deeply. It sparks positive change to whoever he speaks with. He won the Great American Speak Off, and he motivates and teaches not only sales strategy, which has now been used for hundreds of car dealerships across the US, but motivates and teaches sales teams and entrepreneurs globally. Today, you're going to learn from Glenn how he turned traditional car dealerships into thriving people-centric businesses. You're going to learn about transforming sales culture. You're going to learn about his lead framework. You're going to learn about his people-first approach, as well as overcoming adversity. So let's talk about what sales traditionally is in car dealerships, and let's talk about what you made it.
Yeah, definitely. So the auto industry at large is an industry where you did not have to be integral. You did not have to even be excellent. You did not even have to be good to be able to make a profit. So back in the day, everything was very regional. If you had a dealership located in an area that people drove by, you were going to sell some cars and you were going to make some money. And for the longest time, it was the hiring process was filled with many underhanded, seedy people, just because the way the industry was built. It was built where, like, we need you there from 7 a.m. till 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, right? So what kind of person do you have to be to be able to be at work 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. Well, you're probably not much of a family man or woman. You probably have some type of outside influence to keep your energy levels up, and you probably drink your sorrows away because there's these empty voids that come along with that. And so it attracted a certain type of human, and regretfully, we still deal with the ramifications of that today, even though the industry is evolving rapidly and tremendously. And so going in, it was important to me that we, like, literally, I wrote a mission statement, and my team, we read it together every single day. And the statement said, "I am on a mission to eradicate the negative stigmas associated with the car business. I can do this by making people feel special, feel important, and feel like they're the only one. I will offer an experience that will exceed my customers' expectations today, tomorrow, and in the future. I will not just sell cars. I will create fans." And so we created a culture and an environment around that. I wouldn't hire anyone with more than 2 years experience. I wanted people that were brand new into the business or zero experience, so that ultimately we could cultivate them and shape them the way that we wanted to, not based on previous bad habits. And we brought people into this inclusive environment. Scott, it was very important to me that we put people first, our people first, our customers second, and our profits third. So all decisions were made in that order, right? If it makes sense for our people, if we're going to elevate our people, then the answer was yes. Customers, you know, they always say customers always right. We didn't believe that. Our employees were always right first, right? Unless we found out they were wrong. But we always trusted our employees and stood behind them before any other customer, because they were the most important. And I followed this lead process that I'll share with you and that I'll share with everybody listening. This is a really powerful acronym that I put together and really made a big difference for us. So the word lead is spelled L-E-A-D-D, right? L-E-A-D-D. Now, some of you are listening going, this guy can't spell. Right? But I'm going to break down why it's L-E-A-D-D. I'm going to break that down for you right now. All right. So the L in lead stands for listen. You have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. I know your mama told you this. You should listen twice as much as you speak, right? So we very much had this mindset as leaders in the organization that we were always going to listen twice as much as we spoke. We always made sure that our employees felt seen, heard, and significant. That comes through listening. And by listening, we were able to tap into not just why they were there, but who they were, what mattered in their lives, what problems do they have outside of work, so on and so forth, right? So listening was the first key to great leadership in the dealership and evolving our people. The E in lead stands for encourage. As we were listening to our people, we weren't listening to defend. We weren't listening to object. We weren't listening to overrule. We were listening, trying to find opportunities to encourage the behaviors we wanted to see more of and the greatness that exists inside each of these individuals, right? So we would always, for example, in a meeting, every single meeting that we had started off by listening, letting our people speak first, and then we would encourage. We would celebrate if somebody got a great review. We would celebrate if somebody took care of a customer in the way that we wanted to. We would celebrate anytime they sold a car or did, you know, any of those things, picked up trash in the parking lot. We would celebrate. So every meeting started with listening and then encouraging. Now, most managers that I know, they start every meeting with the A in lead, which is advise. So most managers just want to go in and tell people what to do, smack them on the butt, and send them on their way, right? Here's what you need to do. Here's what you did wrong. Here's where you suck. Here's where you can get around that. Get out of here, right? That's the typical meeting, especially in the auto industry. So we start by listening. Then we encourage. Now, when you do that, you've now earned the right to advise. See, I'll take advice from someone who listens to me and encourages me. I will totally 100% do that. I won't necessarily take advice just at face value from anybody. Like, see me first, make me feel important, and then I'll listen to you. So we listen, we encourage, we advise, and then we develop. The D in lead stands for develop. Please, 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 everyone listening here.
If you are building a business, You need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Please do not advise people and then not take the time to develop them. Telling someone what to do and then taking the time to actually show them how to do it, two completely different processes. You can have all the knowledge and wisdom in the world and you can share it, right? And you're not going to move anybody's life forward unless you take the time to really develop them, right? Give them, teach them to fish, as they say, right? Mm-hmm. Develop that. And then the last D in lead stands for daily. You need to do these things every single day, not just on Saturday in the meeting, not just when the cameras are on, every single day. So we listen, encourage, advise, and develop, and we do it daily. And Scott, I'll tell you, this works with your spouse. This works with your children. This works with employees. This works with prospects that you're looking to close a deal. This works in every situation humanly possible. If you listen, encourage, advise, and develop, if you make that your mantra, and that's what you do, you will go incredibly far. You'll have incredible success, and you'll help develop everyone that comes behind you.
And just help me frame it, because you had obviously wild success in car sales. Was that before rock bottom, or did you, I say rock bottom just as a point of reference, sure. But was that before that point in San Diego, or did you go back into sales after San Diego Beach?
So in the auto industry, I moved up quick, right? Like I went from sales to a sales manager to a finance manager to a GSM. So I moved up quick in the auto world. But again, my life kind of outside was falling apart. And so I left and blamed the auto industry for a lot of my problems. So I just decided the industry sucks. I don't want anything to do with it. Yes, I'm good at it, but I'm out. Right? I'm 100% out. And that's when I went to pursue all these other endeavors that led me to homelessness. And Scott, I'll share with you, there was, so when I was homeless, like the worst part about homelessness, people think the worst part is you have no money, you have nowhere to live, you know, things like that. But really the worst part about homelessness is over time you start to become invisible. And so my days were the same, right? There was a bus that ran 24 hours. I'd sleep on the bus, wake up 6 a.m., get off the bus at the depot, walk around, look for change, get enough change for a sandwich. I used to go to McDonald's, get a sausage and muffin with egg every day. And so I'd eat that. And then I'd spend the rest of the day looking for change so that I could get back on the bus, right? And as you're homeless longer, you start to blend and people don't want to make eye contact with you. They don't know if you're going to mug them or you're going to ask them for money or guilt them or shame them or whatever. And so they start to look above you and around you and no one says your name. And you just start to become, you know, invisible. You start to blend with the background. And so that invisibleness led me to, like, homelessness became hopelessness, right? And the hopelessness became a deep depression. And the deep depression became suicidal thoughts. And the suicidal thoughts ultimately became suicide attempt, where I attempted to take my own life in the Pacific Ocean, just off the cliffs of Lomia, California. And in that, my plan was just swim out as far as I could, and I wouldn't be able to come back, right? I wouldn't be able to make it back in. I'm not a good swimmer, just like the stereotypes, right? I'm not a very good swimmer at all. And so I thought that that would be a good way to do that. And so I attempted, and thankfully the tide was coming in as I was trying to swim out. And I was such a terrible swimmer that ultimately I never made it out past the tide. And I got washed back up on the beach. And as I was laying on the beach, looking up at the stars, realizing the tremendous hugeness of the universe, all of my sudden my problems became really small, and I realized something, Scott. I realized that in every situation, in every city that I had been in, with different friends around me in different environments, the result was always the same. And that was a big deal for me, because I was like, wait a minute, if everything around me keeps changing but the result stays the same, maybe I'm not a victim to everything that's going on in my life, but maybe I'm actually the catalyst of all of the things that are going on in my life. And so once I had that realization, like you take yourself wherever you go type moment, that's when it started to shift for me. And I started to go, okay, wait a minute. If I'm the catalyst of all things negative, does that mean that I can be the catalyst for positive things in my life? Is that what that means? And so from there, I am a student. I have no problem studying. Like I said, school was always easy for me. And so I started studying, like, in order to figure out who you have to figure out where you come from, right? So I started studying my ancestry. I started studying my Scientology. I spent 6 months in Scientology, getting to know the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. I started studying all of these things. And ultimately, I ended up on this path where, wait a minute, maybe we're not 2D mind and body, but maybe we're 3D mind, body, and spirit. And so that led me to start studying Buddhism, Catholicism, all these different religions. And ultimately, through Christianity, through studying Jesus, I found my path to spiritual enlightenment and an understanding that there's three dimensions to this thing called life, not two. And that was the biggest shift for me, Scott. That's when I started to take responsibility for my own actions. And so fast forward, I ended up moving to Kentucky. I met my wife. I shook her hand. I introduced myself, and she got pregnant. And I was like, wait a minute. This has happened once before, a decade ago, and I'm not about to go down the same path that I went on before. And so I decided I was going to go back into automotive because I was good at that. But this time I was going to make a positive impact on the industry versus allowing the industry to make a negative impact on me and my family. And so that was the motivation. So I got back into the industry 13 years ago now, back when I was 30 years old, after taking a couple years off. I went back in that small store in Paris, Kentucky, and was able to do some tremendous things and continue to this day to be able to make an impact on the industry nationwide.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.